I'm still here. Ukraine President Zelensky defies Biden admin's call for him to flee Kiev. By Kurt Zindelka on February 26, 2022. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky declared that he is still in the capital of Kiev. In a video purporting to show the leader from the streets of the embattled city in the early hours of Saturday morning after reportedly shutting down a plea from the Biden administration to flee. Addressing apparent rumors of an evacuation from Kiev amid a Russian assault, Zelensky posted a video on his official Twitter account to claim that this was fake news and that he is still on the ground of the Ukrainian capital. "I'm here in the ground, we will not lay down our arms. We will defend our state because our weapon is our truth. Our truth is that this is our land, our country, and our children. And we will defend all this," the president said, according to a translation from state news agency Ukrinform. Zelensky's video came just hours after the Associated Press reported that the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden had called on Zelensky to evacuate the city. According to the news agency, citing a senior American intelligence official with direct knowledge of the conversation, the Ukrainian president replied by saying, "The fight is here, I need ammunition, not a ride." Meanwhile, Russia has claimed that Zelensky has fled the capital for Lviv, in western Ukraine, claiming that the videos released by the Ukrainian president were recorded before his departure from Kiev. According to Russian state media outlet Sputnik, the Speaker of the State Duma, the lower house of Russia's parliament, Vyacheslav Volodin, said on Saturday morning, Zelensky hastily left Kiev. He was not in the capital of Ukraine yesterday. Together with his entourage, he fled to the city of Lviv, where he and his assistants were equipped with a place to live. Fighting is ongoing in Kiev's environs. And city mayor and former heavyweight boxing champion Vitaly Klitschko has claimed that 35 people were injured in fighting between Ukrainian forces and sabotage groups as of 6 a.m. local time on Saturday. Health Minister Viktor Lyashko asserted that since Russian strongman Vladimir Putin launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine, there have been 198 civilians killed, including 3 children. The health minister went on to claim that 1,115 people, including 33 children, have been wounded in the fighting. Russia has so far refrained from confirming losses in any details, but an advisor to the Ukrainian president's office, Mykhailo Podolyak, claimed on Saturday morning that 3,500 Russian forces have been killed. As of this morning, 3,500 people have been killed and a little less than 200 prisoners taken, he said. According to a report from the Moscow correspondent for Britain's Daily Telegraph, Nataliya Vasilyeva, the spokesman for Russia's defense ministry, Igor Konashenkov, claims that their forces have so far destroyed over 100 Ukrainian military targets. Speaking this morning, Konashenkov reportedly said that 87 Ukrainian tanks, 7 planes, and 9 helicopters had been destroyed. Moscow also claims to have damaged or destroyed 14 military airfields, 19 command posts, and 24 missile defense systems. The spokesman also doubled down on Russia's assertion that they have not been targeting civilians, saying that Russian troops are taking all the necessary measures to ensure the safety of civilians. The Ukrainian government, for its part, has said that they will launch an appeal with the International Criminal Court, ICC, accusing the Russian of committing war crimes with an alleged shelling of a kindergarten on Friday. Aside from confirming that he is still on the ground in Kiev, President Zelensky also said on Saturday morning that the crucial moment has come to decide whether Ukraine should be admitted into the European Union. "It is a crucial moment to close the long-standing discussion once and for all and decide on Ukraine's membership in the EU," discussed with European Council President Charles Michel. "Further effective assistance and the heroic struggle of Ukrainians for their free future," Zelensky said. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.